and welcome to the tech segment of We're Drunk and We Know Things with Rob Dudley and Mike Dean. This week, we're talking about bots!
That's what I do. I drink. And I know things.
So welcome everyone to this, the tech segment of We're Drunk and We Know Things. We are actually recording our first ever al fresco episode. We are now in the beer garden of the Prince of Wales, and let me tell you, it's beautifully sunny, and not at all damp.
It's beautiful. It's like we're in the French Riviera.
So fucking cold. It really is. We must be nuts. Okay, so, Mike, B, what are we talking about?
We're talking about bots.
Are we talking about bots?
We're talking about bots.
Bots.
Bots. And that has been We're Drunk and We Know Things, talking about bots. No? Okay, no, we're actually going to talk about bots.
We are.
Rob... Let me ask you. The fuck's a bot, man?
This is a very interesting question that many people have been wondering.
No. Okay, so what's a bot? In terms of this conversation, a bot is a piece of software, right? We're talking about software bots.
Talk about software bots.
We are talking... Are we going to do this every time?
Yep.
We are not talking about robots. We're not talking about robotics. We're not talking about hardware. We're not necessarily talking about androids.
Right, let me stop you there. This is bullshit, and I'm done. I mimed walking away on a podcast. That was amazing. Okay, go on, sorry.
Did you hear that?
Did you hear me miming that I was walking away indignantly?
So, we are talking about software bots, if only because if we were talking about all of the different things a bot can mean, mm-hmm. you know, robot, sex bot, what have you, we'd be here forever.
Sure. Of course, yeah.
So, talking about software bots, which is still kind of pretty much all of the different types of bot.
Sure.
Not least of which, because if you think about it, the software is what makes any other kind of bot anyway.
Okay.
A robot is fundamentally as good as their software.
Sure.
So what does a bot do?
So you type in a thing like, hey, what's the weather like today? It goes and looks on the internet or something and comes back and says, it's going to be rainy today, but it says it in like a weird human way that could totally trick you into actually speaking to a real person.
Okay, so fundamentally what we're dealing with is input, output.
Sure.
And a whole bunch of processing behind the scenes. And this is reaction to stimuli, and this is what makes a bot a bot.
Okay.
You say... hey, what's the weather going to be like? Mm-hmm. And the bot knows what you've said. It's somehow framed the question you've asked. Mm-hmm. It's somehow interpreted your language mm-hmm. in something it can understand,
right.
a query about the weather.
Right.
It knows that it can answer that query. It goes off and finds some information about the weather and then regurgitates it to you.
Sure.
In a variety of annoying voices.
Yes.
Not one of which sounds like Morgan Freeman.
But sometimes you can choose a man or a woman, so that's...
But you can never choose Morgan Freeman.
You can never choose Yoda. I just want Yoda.
Really?
Yeah, that was my default.
Brilliant, it's me.
Yeah, oh, you beat me to it. I was so near to doing it. Yeah, you beat me to it.
Bots, fundamentally, are pieces of software that deal with reaction to stimuli. And this is why we're not talking about hardware robots, but they work in exactly the same way. The actual hardware that makes a robot is just a fucking sculpture without
sure.
software that reacts to things like, ooh, I need to walk up this staircase, or, ooh, this guy's just handed me a cucumber.
Okay.
Don't know what the robot
got does. To start doing the tech segment first. We've got to start doing the tech segment first.
And what we're seeing at the moment is a pervasion of bots. These things are popping up all over the place, mostly because they let us automate common run-of-the-mill tasks, and they do it in a way that we can find really accessible. They're communicative, we talk to them, we type to them, but we engage them in the same way that we engage other human beings.
Right. And a lot of the time, people, I don't think, realise that they're talking to bots, though, right?
Mm. I think it takes a very, very smart bot to replace a human being.
Sure.
At the same time, there are lots of occasions where you just don't really care whether you're talking to a bot or a human.
Yeah.
You're getting the same result.
The question is never even raised whether or not it gives a shit. As long as somebody tells you it's sunny today, it doesn't matter if it's a bot or a...
Yeah. And frankly, if I were actually phoning a person whose job it is to sit there and answer the phone and say, yeah, it's going to rain.
It's the worst job.
I'm going to feel really sorry for him. The fact there's a robot on the end of this thing, a bot on the end of this thing.
Picturing a robot in a headset. Is that what's happening?
Yes. This is a receptionist robot. The Mark III.
Okay.
It comes with a shorter miniskirt.
Nexus 6.
And, anyway.
So, Rob, bots. Where have I met them? What are they doing? Have I even realised I've been talking to them?
Where would you have met them? All over the place. The most obvious one is one that you carry with you. Most smartphone theaters have some kind of bot or personal assistant built into them.
So Siri is a bot.
Siri is a bot, pure and simple. You say things to Siri, she goes off and she gathers all of her information. I love the fact, by the way, that as a species, we've actually imbued this piece of software with a gender. Inherently, you ask people, what sex is Siri? And they'll say, yeah, well, Siri's
female. And she's kind of snarky as well. If you ask her a joke and stuff, she gives you some shit. And, I mean, don't even ask her. Be like, hey, man, where can I find some awesome porn? She'd be like, in your lap. No, it's terrible. It's a terrible time. Abandon this joke. Moving on.
No, this one's staying in the cup. But more recently, we started to see things like Amazon Echo. Now, this is powered by a bot framework called Alexa.
Right.
She's really, really powerful. This is enabling people to buy things. It's enabling people to interact. And the entire...
I had a lovely experience with Alexa a little while ago because I just kept saying, play more David Bowie! And she did. So, you know, best wife ever.
Yes, if you have...
Get myself in trouble for the second time on this podcast with my wife, straight away.
If you do have an Echo Dot, or an Echo, an Amazon Echo, I would recommend that you ask it to play you some filthy, filthy dubstep, and it will oblige.
I would ask it to play some filthy, filthy David Bowie, because that's, you know...
I'm not sure that they have that. Anyway, so, what we're starting to see is bots making their way into the home, making their way into the pocket. You've always got Siri with you, or if you've got Android, you've got OK Google, or the new assistant that's coming out on Pixel.
Yeah.
And these are just the nice bots. These are the ones that we invite into our lives.
Sure, of course.
We have nefarious bots.
Got the shitty bots.
The bad bots.
Man, I got a bad case of the bots.
It's right. Take two and call me in the morning. And... the nefarious bots, the bad bots, are the ones that you might engage, say, for example, if you use Twitter or Facebook.
Well, that was a big thing in the election recently, wasn't it? Like, all this thing about, like, they respond to keywords or something, so you type in Hillary, and the bot will respond by being like, fuck you, Donald Trump's got a big old dick or something. Or
yeah,
some fucking
pretty much.
Nonsense, right?
And again, exactly the same thing is happening, it's just slightly less helpful.
Sure.
You know, Siri responds to a query for weather and gives you the weather.
Yeah.
A Twitter bot responds to the keyword Hillary and responds, she's a dyke!
Right. Wow! Wow.
Well, no, this is the trouble, is that because bots are fairly accessible, the frameworks to build these things and the audience for them is fairly huge.
It must be quite easy to use them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like,
you don't know on Twitter. On the internet, no one knows you're a dog. Fridge.
Yeah.
No, Internet of Things, no one knows you're a fridge.
Right.
On the internet, no one knows you're a dog.
Yeah.
But at the same time, on the internet, on the twinternet, nobody knows you're a bot, because
yeah,
you're so restricted in terms of response that unless you actually click through and see that every tweet has been, Hillary's a bitch, you could just think, well, that's just shifted my political opinion massively. I'm clearly going to vote for this man.
Well,
he seems like a rational, reasonable individual.
But it would appear to have worked.
Kind of scary, right?
I'm only laughing because I'm crying.
Nefarious bots exist, good bots exist, and we're starting to see the rise of what I suppose we call the commercial bot.
Right. So commercial bots, if they're not providing a service, what are they doing?
Fundamentally, they're doing your job.
Right.
These are...
Talking about doing my job? Can I get them to do my job and still have my job?
Probably not.
That's some bullshit.
Well, let's face it, we're heading towards...
Sorry, very quickly, this sounds like a robot... This sounds like a bot uprising.
Yeah, a little bit.
Are we talking about Skynet? Now, no. I promise I wouldn't talk about Skynet, but fuck you, I'm talking about Skynet. Are bots Skynet, yes or no?
No.
Cool.
But was Skynet
answered.
Skynet?
So how are bots doing my job?
Well, maybe not your job, but a lot of jobs can be done by something that can effectively react to stimuli and provide a response that is in accordance with the stimuli. Say, no offence to anybody who does this job, a receptionist. They fundamentally deal with queries and they direct them to somebody else.
Yeah, sure.
Why the hell could that not be software if the software is smart enough to
do it? Yeah, if you say, I want to speak to Bills or, you know, I need to bill, then
likewise, customer support. Most of the time, the question that you're asking is not the first time they've heard that question.
Sure. People phone up with, 10 questions.
iPhone screen is cracked. Did you drop your iPhone? Yes. Dumbass.
Yeah, exactly.
They can pretty much work out this path. And in the event that you ask or come up with a situation that the bot can't handle, it just hands it off onto a meat sack. Sorry, human being.
Legitimately thought the meat sack was some techie term for another type of program, but now you get...
No, programmer.
Programmer.
Yes, okay. We're all meat sacks together.
So if that's the case that they have the ability to straight up replace people, Where is it going then? Are we all out of a job because bots are doing it? I mean, I guess they have their limits, but...
Partially. I mean, I think we have to start worrying when bots can build bots. Sure. That's a problem. But at the moment, no. The bots that we're dealing with are straightforward, fairly simple things. They're kind of echo response.
But if a bot is so advanced that it's got every single response in the universe programmed into it, for example, and then you put that into hardware... I'm talking about Skynet. Are we now talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator 2?
We're talking about a progression along a route that may take us there.
So,
if I'm being completely honest,
AI?
there is a thing that... No, bots are not AI. Or, actually, they are, but they're a rudimentary form.
Okay.
It depends how we define AI, and the ultimate form of AI is AI. And
I guess this it's
is
not
what
consciousness, it's just responding to stimuli, yeah. Which I guess...
But
yeah.
That's part of it.
But
if
aren't,
you
we
think
all,
about,
aren't we all, really, at the end of the day, just responding to stimuli?
Yeah. But it's a valid point. This is exactly what we do. On a simple level, we respond to stimuli and we act according to our own experience and ability. The difference comes in terms of the ability to learn and the ability to reframe our circumstance as we evolve.
And do they have that ability now? Do they remember the history of the questions? Do they build experience?
Kind of, maybe. This is all really, 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 really new. So what we've got is bots that could potentially be starting to learn from previous
answers. So, the more questions I ask Siri, is she getting smarter?
Yes, absolutely.
That's
fucking
terrifying.
In some kind of general agnostic way that includes you and all of the other millions of people who are on iPhones. And frankly, not very well.
Right.
Because frankly, you can have a conversation, and based on the fact that you had that conversation once, you can change your opinion immediately.
Yeah.
The current version of bots and the current version of this machine learning, which is kind of like the precursor to AI, requires a massive amount of inputs just to identify a trend.
So we build our... This is getting ridiculously profound, philosophical at this point, but we build our experience on our philosophy, I should say, on our experiences and things that have happened to us, but we can also be fickle motherfuckers and change our minds at any moment. Based on anything, whereas bots have just got the experience to build on.
Yes, and they're very much at the beginning of this journey.
Okay.
They're starting to gather this stuff. It takes
bots
them forever.
Bots is the beginning of the journey.
Yeah, totally. What we're heading for is something that's kind of cool.
And something that I can fuck, ideally.
Not so much. more, this one's a big old fuck you to all of us. This is something that we refer to as the singularity.
We're talking about Skynet.
We're talking about Skynet. But we're talking about Skynet with a question mark. Right,
cool.
This isn't guaranteed the AI is going to become self-aware and immediately decide to kill everyone. It's a popular view and it makes for a good movie, but it may not happen like that, we don't know. It may well be that it becomes self-aware and it decides that actually it's going to kill a few people because they're dicks and keep ruining the country.
Yeah, we're talking about the alt-right. That's right, political!
But at the same time, it may actually decide not to do anything and just have scorned into space.
Actually,
like,
you guys are dicks. We're off.
Bye.
I just built an awesome rocket.
We're going to Mars.
I'm leaving.
So we don't know what's coming, but we do know that, taken to its natural extreme, bots become more and more intelligent, they become faster learning, and therefore eventually they lead into AI. Okay. However, that is a long
way. At the moment, it's just every time someone says Hillary on Twitter, a tweet goes out that says, yeah, but she's a fucking arsehole, or whatever.
Partially. Again, it's different levels depending on the level of research that's been put into it.
Yeah.
You know, customer service bots are becoming a very real thing.
So you ever been
on a website where it pops up the little thing on the bottom right saying,
Hi,
I'm here to help. Do you
want to
chat?
That's not a person. I'm being 100%
serious. The odds are pretty good the first couple of sentences aren't a person. Whilst it works out where to route your conversation.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why wouldn't I be?
Well, because you like to make a fool of me, but other than that, really?
This is 100% a real thing. Large organisations realising that actually
that's mental.
That the amount of work that goes into quantifying
it's
that
it's a good way to route your call, essentially.
Yeah, totally.
Speak to this department, speak to this department.
The thing is, this is nothing new. We've had this for ages, but instead of...
Has the public been told?
Well, they have now.
I'm outraged.
You heard it here first, folks.
Exactly. Is this breaking news?
Is this exclusive?
This is nothing new.
Oh, okay. We've had this with banks for ages, but before they put the news on you as the customer.
Banks are tricking us.
Press 2 for your checking account balance.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Press 3 to
speak
to loans. Yeah. Stimuli and response. Input, stimuli, process, response.
So it's really... So, yeah, so it's essentially it's a spectrum of, like, super simple by press 2 or... What's the weather like? And you think, oh, hey, man, my Kindle's broke. And someone from Amazon saying, why, what's wrong with it? That's not a person.
It may well not be. And the thing is...
So given the fact that I've literally just stated that I was fooled by this Amazon person that's not a person, does that mean that that bot passed the Turing test?
Someone's been doing their homework.
Yeah, that's right.
So what's the Turing test?
The Turing test is, can a robot... Right, so you've got three people, A, B, and C. C does not know who A and B are. One of A and B are a robot, or a bot, as it were. And it's a case of, can A or B, whichever one is a bot, fool C into thinking they're an actual human being?
Yeah, so...
Which, in this case, they have.
Yeah, except that there was no...
I'm also not the benchmark,
a,
I would assume.
Or B. So, no, not in formal terms. And also short-term.
Right.
You know, the longer you talk to a bot, the more likely it is you're going to work out that they are a bot.
Sure, okay, yeah.
By virtue of the fact that actually their conversation starts...
Eventually they're like, give me oil, destroy humanity.
Yeah, pretty much. Where
classic
is Sarah Connor?
It's our corner. Exactly, perfect.
But short-term, yeah, why not? You didn't know until it performed the handoff, and the handoff would perform seamlessly. You go from bot
to human.
There's
nothing I enjoy more than a well-performed handoff. So are we talking about just, like, receptionists, you know, and people doing menial kind of tasks that are just transferring here and here? There are 10 choices, and this is the choice you have made. Are those just the only people that are going to get replaced? Or is it, are they going to get more complex, and they can do bigger functions kind of thing? Can they function, for example, a wedding or a prom?
They can run weddings, and they can game crash proms.
But that's it. I mean, can they be creative? Or is it just a case of, you have 10 choices, and we can direct you in the right of the 10?
Again, at risk of getting philosophical, what is creativity other than a massive quantity of choices made the right way?
Right.
So, the obvious starting ground for bots are the simple jobs. They're the Q&A jobs. They're the automated jobs. And we've already seen this, right? People don't build cars anymore, robots do.
Yeah.
There's a reason for
this
that.
This thing goes here in this exact
ka-chunk,
place.
Ka-chunk, ka-chunk. And it needs to be exact, which bots are much better at doing than people are. But
of course.
So, in terms of where they're going to go next, we've already seen, for example, law. We've had a couple of cases in the US that have been argued by a bot. And these were parking fines.
Because it can search the entire depth and breadth of.
And also,
the
law
whole
is
of
fundamentally
law.
Logical.
Yeah.
It's rules, and you either.
Based on the precedent of
not.
This case, and based on this law, and based on this rule.
And what we end up with is robot lawyers.
Amazing.
Which is frankly fucking terrifying.
Lawyers, that's mental. But it makes sense, I guess. I mean,
Any job that requires a reasonably measured degree of adherence to a set of circumstances.
So, like,
and frankly,
when you watch, like, let's be honest, like Good Wife, when you're just settling down in your PJs, you're just watching some Good Wife, the whole episode is just them looking for a precedent somewhere in a book.
Yeah.
We need to find a thing that can prove the blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But actually, the bot can do that in, like, a tenth of a second or a nano, whatever.
Yeah.
Because it can look at the entirety of law and do it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Now, take it to its ultimate extreme, because what do lawyers then go on to become?
It was too easy. It was too easy, I'm sorry. Judges?
Well done. Judges who fundamentally make decisions, again, logical, yes or no, guilty, not guilty, based on previous input and years of experience.
Right.
Are we seeing a possible application for bottage?
Well, yeah. But I suppose that raises a whole question about morality and that kind of thing as well.
It does,
but,
and it's huge. Yeah, and we're kind of running out of time.
Yeah.
So, in summary, bots are everywhere. Bots are coming for your job, unless your job happens to be designing bots.
Skynet is real, people!
Skynet is real.
So, in summation, you should be afraid. Bots are coming for you.
Bots are coming for you.
That's fucked up. You've been listening to We're Drunk and We Know Things with Rob Dudley and Mike Dean, produced by Bojangles McGillicuddy and sponsored by Doc Brown's Rusty Trombones. Recorded live in a tiny, tiny alleyway inside the Prince of Wales. Tune in next time when we talk about other cool shit.